First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Hey everyone, I'm a regular guest host on the nationally syndicated Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Well, it's not Alan Nathan, it's Karen Cataline for one more day. And it is always a pleasure to sit in for the big guy, Alan Nathan, who's still on assignment. I have time to talk about a couple of things. And, I was really thinking about this. What? There's so much going on. You could go in a million different directions. And then I realized, that we as citizens, as we are coming out of the stupor of leftist domination of both politics and propaganda media and all the rest, even finding out that Biden himself, who we knew was not fit to be president, was not signing any executive orders. Consequently, that's why he didn't know what he signed. As far as I'm concerned, that is as clear an example of a coup as anything I can imagine. I tweeted about it, and you're welcome to follow me if you like, because I've been ranting a lot on Twitter at Karen at KarenCataline.com. That's my website, but Karen Cataline with two Ks, K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. You can find me on Twitter. It's the only social media that I do. I got off Facebook a long time ago, and that's another issue entirely. So in deciding what do I want to talk about, I could rant some more about the left, as some of my friends do. They allow themselves a moment, just a moment of happiness and pleasure that Trump was elected before they immediately began being scared and furious at the left. Well, we do enough of that because the left has become an insane obstructionist party that is now being given the beginnings of a comeuppance, either by the Trump administration or just by showing us who they really are, not just the State of the Union address. It's amazing that a president even does a State of the Union address after a month, right? And that brings me to what I really thought I would focus on in this little segment here. And that is that PJ Media wrote a beautiful article by Paula Ballyard with the title, Trump Administration Celebrates a Whopping 50 Wins in 50 Days. Now, I don't usually give you a whole list of stuff, but you can't help but give a list of stuff. I'm going to throw out some of these in the time allotted. We won't even get to all 50 of his wins. And think about it. Well, the left is trying desperately to demean and vilify not only President Trump and very openly Elon Musk, both people not taking $1 in order to do this for the American people. This is what's been happening in our country. The left doesn't have any credibility, so why don't we focus for a while on some of the wins? And they're hard to deny, no matter from which aisle you're sitting. And here we go. So number one, President Trump secured the border in unprecedented fashion. We're talking about 94% from last February and down 90. Illegal border crossings have declined to the lowest level ever recorded. Trump set out to do it, and it's being done. It is done, and it's continuing to be done. Now, how often have you ever seen any politician anywhere promise something and then go do it? Promise something and then make good on his promise. That's number one. That was one of the centerpieces of his campaign. And within record time, he accomplished it and is continuing to. And they're not stopping there, as we know. This is something to celebrate. I know a lot of depressive people, one friend in particular, who can only be afraid of the left and not realize what astonishing times we're living in and what great good news we are alive to watch. We thought our country was over. And guess what? The rumors of our country's end were greatly exaggerated, as I think Eisenhower said once long ago. President Trump signed the Laken and Riley Act into law. He deported illegal immigrant killers, rapists, and drug dealers en masse, something the left not only refused to do, but felt good about not doing. Think about that for a moment. President Trump's tariffs are leveling the playing field for American workers. Now, I intend to revisit this issue again, because I have friends who are libertarians who they would hate a tariff no matter under what circumstances it was. They just foursquare, that's their religion. I'm trying to get a better understanding of this, and I think I'll just defer to that. Because if you want a free market with a country that is communist, but you're doing business with them anyway, I think that there are some nuances there that libertarians and some conservatives aren't seeing. But we'll leave it there for now. President Trump is taking on the fentanyl crisis. How about that? He secured billions of dollars in new U.S.-based investments, and there are like 10 bullet points of the investments that were secured when he was elected. You may remember the Trump effect, in which things were beginning to change even a month to 6 weeks before he was inaugurated. Saudi Arabia declared its intention to invest $600 billion. CGM, Eli Lilly, companies Wisconsin-based, Clarios, we're talking about companies bringing business back into America. That is an offense to a lot of globalists who want to export business and import punishment to the United States of America. I think you can only conclude that after what we've watched for the last 4 years. Trump rescued American citizens, held us hostage abroad. Did the media celebrate that? Did the media even report it? No, you're supposed to ignore it. Well, radical leftists go to therapists, usually the 98% that we talked about, who are liberal, telling them that democracy is under attack. I don't think tyrants, open markets, and open free speech, and are transparent the way Donald Trump is, if they're communists. No, this is pure projection, and it's part of the mass psychosis that I think we are coming out of now. Ugh, it's amazing. Trump restored maximum pressure on Iran when the previous administration, which many would argue was the third administration of Barack Obama, were friends with Iran. They were making friends with terrorists. And in fact, USAID, it was revealed, were actually funding terrorists, as we were also funding anti-terrorism. How about that? Sounds perfect for the government that we have come to know and not like. President Trump secured the arrest of an international terrorist, Mohammed Jafar Sharifullah, an ISIS terrorist. President Trump unleashed American energy. We know that he reopened the pipeline because he actually wants Americans to benefit from great American policies. He ended Biden's liquefied natural gas. I think that was the one that Biden didn't remember signing. And that's because he didn't. Somebody else signed for him. Unbelievable. President Trump rescinded every one of Biden administration's job-killing pro-China, anti-American energy regulations. He ended Biden's administration's, the administration, not Biden himself, of course, although he was the figurehead, abuse of illegal immigrant parole scheme, pursuing world peace by trying to broker a deal between Russia and Ukraine when we know that America actually was the one to start the war. The American policies that provoked Russia, I'm not saying they were great, but provoked Russia into a war by inviting Ukraine, claiming that they should go into NATO. You've heard all this. I would encourage you to go to this article at PJ Media, 50 Wins in 50 Days, and read it, and then drink a toast to the fact that rumors of America's demise have been greatly exaggerated, and then be vigilant about freedom and know that we're living in amazing times. Well, I got to take a break. We have more and many great guests here on The Alan Nathan Show coming up with another hour on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
With so much noise in the wellness world, it can be tough to find what works best for you. Sports dietitian Dawn Jackson-Blattner wants to empower every body to feel their best, starting with simple nutrition and fitness tips.
As someone who's passionate about Pilates and nourishing my body, I love fueling my workouts with wholesome foods. That's why I'm excited to partner with Eggland's Best and Club Pilates to share expert tips and recipes to support your active lifestyle this National Nutrition Month. I created two make-ahead recipes to power up and recover from Pilates classes. Perfect for busy weeks, my Golden Milk Fitness Muffins and Tortilla Quiche are made with Eggland's Best eggs, which have 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E compared to ordinary eggs. Fans can also enter the Eggland's Best for Everybody sweepstakes, no purchase necessary, from now through April 30th for a chance to win a grand prize of $5,000 and a year-long Club Pilates unlimited package. Your wellness journey starts here.
Go to ebfamilysweeps.com for more.
The AI craze hasn't always been good for freelancers, as some AI tools exploit human creativity without proper credit or compensation. Fiverr's Matt Clunan has more.
Since the rise of generative AI, creatives have been worried about losing their income to AI tools, but Fiverr's changing that dynamic so that freelancers can feel empowered with AI and have it work for them. This also provides businesses with even more access to talent and their work instantly.
So it's really a win-win combination. Fiverr's new AI platform gives freelancers control of their own work, ensuring AI serves freelancers rather than replacing them.
Freelancers are the backbone of today's economy and Fiverr's success, and their work should be valued. With Fiverr Go, creators can now train their own personal AI models with their own portfolio to produce work in their unique style at scale for businesses of all sizes. Freelancers set their prices and retain all creative rights.
To learn more about Fiverr Go, visit Fiverr.com. That's Fiverr.com.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap.
Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib. And the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. You want to give your baby everything, so start with a safe sleep area. Babies younger than one should always be placed to sleep on their backs on a firm and flat surface like a safety-approved crib. And keep blankets, pillows, and other soft or loose items out of the crib when the baby is in it. Learn more about safe sleep for babies at safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. We are delighted to have with us founder of the Fentanyl Test, the world's first FDA-cleared CLIA-waived dip card test for over-the-counter use, and the world's only harm reduction test strip to reach the cutoff level. We'll have to get him to explain that to us. And it's designed to help people, I think, find out if there's fentanyl in their drugs. Let's get further clarification about that from J.C. Shepherd, who joins us right now on the Alan Nathan Show. Thanks for joining us, J.C.
Hi, Karen. Very happy to be here.
Yes. So this intro that I was given is probably a little more detailed than most people know. For those who really haven't been, we've heard a lot about fentanyl killing an untold number of people. Tell us what this fentanyl test is and why it's important.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I heard you mention the one nanogram in the intro there. What that means is our tests are so sensitive, it'll find down to a grain of salt in any surface or any substance, including liquid. So you can even test your drinks with these. Unfortunately, fentanyl is used in human trafficking to incapacitate at times. So, you know, it's a great way to check your drink or any surface or any substance without actually diluting that substance. What that means is basically we designed this test so people would actually use it. All the other tests out on the market right now and the ones that have been in use for the last 10 years, the drug user has to actually submerge their entire product they want to use in water to test it for fentanyl. Ours, you don't need to do that. You just touch our test strip to whatever you want to test and then put our buffer liquid that we provide to you on the actual test strip so you can preserve the entire substance for use, and obviously for law enforcement, they can preserve it for prosecution. That's just a way for individuals to actually use this test. And the reasoning for that, Karen, is when you see overdoses reported in the actual media, 87% of those overdoses are actually fentanyl poisonings, meaning that people are using something they have no idea that fentanyl is in. Now, that's a terrible, you know, statistic because that's blatant, you know, poisoning and blatant murder. So it's very misleading when you hear these statistics. In addition to that, it's also very misleading when they say, you know, last year we lost 79,000 people. That is completely not correct. Those are the only autopsied individuals. I would imagine this is killing at least 150,000 homeless people every single year as well because they're not being autopsied.
Stunning. That is stunning. I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves on this a little bit because for the great majority of people, and we hope, you know, they're not drug addicts. Mm-hmm. I don't think the average person who doesn't have that background understands that. I've even heard people say they don't care because they're drug addicts anyway, which is terribly cruel. But for the average person who doesn't really understand, why should they pay attention to this? It's very serious, but from your perspective, help people who don't live this kind of lifestyle understand why it matters so much.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, it comes down to education. I mean, here's the really telling statistic. First and foremost, fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans 18 to 49 years of age. Now, like I stated, only 13% of them are actually seeking to use out fentanyl. So if individuals want to call anybody druggies and junkies or whatever they want it to be and say we don't care, very cruel, you're 100% right, but also very inaccurate. We are losing 22 on average, 22 children 14 and under in this country weekly due to this. And there's no chance that these 13, 12, 11-year-olds are junkies. These are individuals trying something for the very first time. It's usually a pill from Snapchat, and 7 out of 10 street pills that you would get thinking it's a Xanax, an oxycodone, a Vicodin, even Adderall, 7 out of 10 of those contain fentanyl enough to kill you. So it really starts with awareness first and foremost, and it starts to, you know, talk to children and talk to people about what this really is. I mean, this is everywhere. Almost every single drug that you can buy right now, even marijuana, they are lacing marijuana with fentanyl. So it's seriously deadly. Obviously, you see those numbers in the media, but it's more of a problem than people understand because it's so prevalent. I mean, Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Finish your thought, and then I'll ask.
Yeah, 20 years ago, you used to be able to go grab a you know, if you wanted to even smoke marijuana, most people would even still say today that's innocent. But you have to understand it's a risk of dying. They're even lacing vape liquid now to get people, you know, literally hooked to this.
So where it's mind-boggling to think of, you said 11 and 12 and 13-year-old kids who are using street drugs and dying of fentanyl. I mean, you're not. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so essentially, it's basically the Snapchats of the world that are designed for discretion. That's where most of these children are finding these pills. And, you know, we're talking about something that's completely innocent. You know, like maybe the listeners are, you know, thinking maybe after school when they met up, they would, you know, smoke a joint or have, you know, a drink or two at someone's house. Kind of the same aspect, but they're dying because they don't know that their pills have fentanyl in them. Yeah, and that's right. What it really comes down to is parents need to tell their kids, look, we understand you are probably going to make a mistake. You could be the best parent in the world, and it still can happen to your child. So really, the most I want people to get out of this interview is the fact that they really need to discuss this with their children because it will find its way to you. If fentanyl does not discriminate.
So you're also saying that this fentanyl test that you created can be used to see if somebody put it in their drink in a bar, or what would they use that for to test to see if there's fentanyl? Is this how do you do that?
So you can test any surface or any substance. So if you were going to test the drink, all you would do is you would dip the dip card. Well, it's not a dip card, but in that sense, it would be a dip card because it's going into liquid. All you do is you put the test strip inside of the drink. Then you take the test strip out, drop 2 to 3 droplets of liquid onto the test strip, and you will know within 3 to 5 minutes if there's fentanyl in that drink. Same thing with any substance. So it's very important that people really use these.
Okay. If they have an interest in this, where do they go to learn more about it?
Absolutely. So they can go to thefentanyltest.com. We call it the fentanyl test because it's the only one in the world to do what it does to reach the 1 nanogram, as well as test any surface or substance without dilution.
Okay. I noticed, we don't have much time, but I noticed you use the term harm reduction. You're not interested in the harm reduction centers that have safe injection sites, those kinds of things. That's not what we're talking about here, correct?
We're not, but we do want them to purchase the tests and pass them out because that's the way to save the maximum amount of lives.
Okay. J.C. Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us here on the Alan Nathan Show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about whether it's a good idea to negotiate with Hamas. What do you think? We'll be right back on the Alan Nathan Show right after this.
A recent J.P. Morgan study found that most participants with a plan say their financial situation has improved in the last 5 years. Their financial health is good, and they talk to their kids about money. Mike Arov, Divisional Director at J.P. Morgan Wealth Management, will explain more.
The good news is that it's always the right time to start planning and investing for the future. Think about what you want to accomplish in 6 months, or maybe the next year, or even longer. One way to help make that happen is by having a plan and working with a financial advisor. At J.P. Morgan Wealth Management, you could do this when, where, and how is best for you. That could be remotely from your home, in person at a Chase branch, or you could also invest on your own in the Chase mobile app and on Chase.com. We can help you identify your goals and keep you on track. Learn more about how to plan and invest for your financial goals at jpmorganwealthmanagement.com.
J.P. Morgan Wealth Management is a business of J.P. Morgan Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. For older adults, the path to wellness evolves with age, bringing changes in physical health, social connections, and mental well-being. An expert in geriatric care from Humana says having a primary care physician who knows you and understands your health history can make a big difference in your quality of life. Dr. Robert Zorowitz, who works in health services for Humana, explains.
Visiting your primary care provider regularly is one of the most important things you can do to stay healthy longer. Having a long-standing relationship with a doctor who knows you helps them understand what's important to you. Consistent visits allow your doctor to monitor your health over time. This makes it easier to detect patterns, address concerns quickly, and help prevent minor issues from becoming more serious problems. Your primary care provider can help make sure you receive the right screenings and preventive care to address your health holistically.
Your insurance carrier can help you navigate your care. Call the number on the back of your insurance card to find a doctor in your network. A recent J.P. Morgan study found that most participants with a plan say their financial situation has improved in the last 5 years. Their financial health is good, and they talk to their kids about money. Mike Arov, Divisional Director at J.P. Morgan Wealth Management, will explain more.
The good news is that it's always the right time to start planning and investing for the future. Think about what you want to accomplish in 6 months, or maybe the next year, or even longer. One way to help make that happen is by having a plan and working with a financial advisor. At J.P. Morgan Wealth Management, you could do this when, where, and how is best for you. That could be remotely from your home, in person at a Chase branch, or you could also invest on your own in the Chase mobile app and on Chase.com. We can help you identify your goals and keep you on track. Learn more about how to plan and invest for your financial goals at jpmorganwealthmanagement.com.
J.P. Morgan Wealth Management is a business of J.P. Morgan Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. We are delighted to have with us right now former advisor at the Office of the Prime Minister of Benjamin Netanyahu, current senior contributing editor of JNS, award-winning columnist, and co-host of Israel Undiplomatic Podcast. She's located in Tel Aviv. And it is a pleasure to have her. Ruthie Bloom joins us right now on the Alan Nathan Show. Hi, Ruthie. Good to have you once again.
Well, thank you for having me, Karen.
Yes. So our Secretary of State, which I love saying this, Marco Rubio, not Anthony Blinken, but Marco Rubio, said that there was a rare meeting between U.S. on between Hamas and a U.S. envoy, and that it was an isolated event. What do you think about this? Do you think it's a good idea? We used to say we didn't negotiate with terrorist organizations, but yet our previous administration supported terrorist organizations.
Yes, that's true. Well, I have a two-part answer to that. First of all, let's just not kid ourselves. We all have been negotiating with and through Qatar, which basically is the same as Hamas. I mean, it's a terrorist state. So, negotiating directly with the terrorists themselves, I don't see much of a difference. But the fact is that Secretary of State Rubio, I love saying that too, after having said Blinken for all that time.
Yes.
I think what he was really doing, he was diplomatically putting out a big fire that Adam Bowler sparked. Adam Bowler is this hostage envoy. I think that's his actual title for President Trump. And actually, he has no experience in that kind of thing. I mean, he's a businessman he was in the healthcare industry. And he went over there and said, I'm negotiating directly with Hamas. Now, we don't know if this was with President Trump's approval, but it sounds doubtful because of President Trump's many statements recently about Hamas and about ending Hamas and ending Hamas rule and getting the hostages back, et cetera. But when Adam Bowler said that, he didn't only, he went on CNN and other networks and even Israeli networks, and he was kind of snide because he said he, not only did he say he's negotiating directly with Hamas, but he called the Israeli hostages prisoners, and he said, well, America and Israel, we don't take our orders from Israel. And then he went on to say something like, Hamas, they're not such bad guys. Okay, so, of course, everybody went crazy, rightly so, because what was he thinking? So I think when Rubio came out the next day, and then Bowler wrote a tweet taking it all back. No, I didn't mean that. Of course, they're terrorists, et cetera, et cetera, and we want all the hostages back. So I think what Rubio was doing was conveying a message. He said, yes, it's a one-off. We were just trying it and it failed. Okay. But I think what he actually was doing was putting out the fire. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bowler gets fired. I mean, we do have Witkoff as the special Mideast envoy, and he's been dealing with this hostage issue. So I'm really not sure what's going on there, but I guarantee you that Marco Rubio does not agree that Hamas are okay guys and that the hostages are just prisoners.
Tell us more about what do you think about Steve Witkoff? I just read something. Trump loves him. And I just read that he's negotiating for another 10 hostages, some of which may not even be alive. Why can't, I mean, it's a silly question, really, but why can't they say all of the hostages, dead or alive, have to come home now? Isn't that what Trump said? And what's going on
with
that?
Well, he did say that, and he means it. But here's the thing. Hamas, Hamas is a malign actor. Hamas has no interest in returning all the hostages. That they are Hamas's leverage against the powerful United States and Israel. But to complicate matters further, Israelis keep taking to the streets to say, they keep saying, all the hostages out, all of them now, right? And then President Trump says, okay, listen, if they're not all out, we're going to open the gates of hell. And then Netanyahu, every time he tries to make a move, the hostage families in Israel and other protesters against this government in Israel, the current government, take to the streets and say, Netanyahu, you're killing all the hostages by making any moves, including by not sending in humanitarian aid to Hamas and including anything Netanyahu tries to do. So Netanyahu has not been unleashing the gates of hell so as not to endanger those hostages. And so we're in this weird situation where the hostage families are praising President Trump for threatening Hamas and attacking Netanyahu for the same thing. And tying his hands, because after all, we all care about the hostages. I personally care more about the live hostages because the dead ones are no longer suffering. Many of those were already dead on October 7th, 2023, and their bodies were dragged into Gaza. Anyway, it's a terrible situation, and that's why you can never let terrorists have the upper hand. We have to never enable terrorists to take hostages again. However, in exchange for every time we release, so far Hamas has released here 3 hostages, there 4 dead bodies, etc., we've had to release terrorists.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds from Israeli prisons. And believe me, they all reoffend And now they're very encouraged because all they have to do is take hostages, including dead ones, and then they have the upper hand. It is a disastrous situation. And at some point, Netanyahu is just going to have to get as many out as he can, and then it's just going to have to. We're going to have to go back into war, even if the hostage families say, but what about our loved ones, et cetera? We're going to have to do it.
Ruthie, you are talking about something that has been inflicted on Israel since October 7th, because Hamas and the other people who direct its policy, could be Iran and whatever, know full well that Israel cares about its people, dead or alive. And so they use that to drive a wedge into Israeli politics, and they get away with it, don't they?
Well, they absolutely do, but I'll tell you what helps them in this endeavor, and it pains me to say this, okay?
Yeah.
We have a whole woke deep state in Israel. There are many similarities between Israel and the United States, you know.
Yeah.
And because of that, we have people here at cross purposes with the government. Now, nobody's at cross purposes about the hostages, wanting them back. The cross purposes are about tying Netanyahu's hands, blaming him. You would think that Netanyahu's holding the hostages in his basement. Okay. So we have that problem. We just had a new chief of staff of the army instated a few days ago. He replaced the other one. And he's a refreshing change because he says our goal is victory and defeat of the enemy. He doesn't say our goal is to be the most moral army, et cetera. You know, we have a very sort of woke agenda. Now, that's natural since we're a Jewish state. And, you know, Jews, like in America, Jews are Democrats, right? Now, in Israel, we have a right-wing government. Yes. And in Israel now, we do have a right-wing government because the majority is conservative. But the loud, vocal, the universities, the media, all of those voices, the powerful voices, and the courts, by the way, are all on the other side.
A mirror image of what's going on in the United States. If you have in our last minute or two a comment on George Soros paying and Iran paying for the anti-Semitic insanity going on Ivy League campuses. One of them is my alma mater in the heart of New York City. It's an outrage.
Exactly.
What do you think what Trump is doing? Do you think it'll work?
I think it's brilliant what he's doing. I think he's come in and he said, I'm taking a machete to all of these horrific programs. The United States certainly is not going to fund any of these things anymore. You know, it's
doggone right.
That USA.
God, I wish I had more time to talk to you, Ruthie Bloom. How can people find you and follow you?
JNS.org.
JNS.org. Be safe, Godspeed, and it's great to talk to you. We appreciate your time. Well, we're going to wrap up the show with a pastor. Pastor Mark Biltz will join us after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's National Nutrition Month, and I have tips to help you make healthier, more informed choices. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans states that 95% of kids and adults do not meet the daily fiber recommendation, and Begin Health Daily Growing Up Prebiotics is a great, gentle, clean, and kid-friendly option to help fill in the gaps. My next recommendation is to enjoy more fish. With Morey's, enjoying premium, better-for-you seafood has never been easier. And for a dietitian-approved beverage option, I love the Planet Oat Unsweetened Oat Milk. royal jelly is a nutritional powerhouse. It supports cognitive function, and when combined with 500 milligrams of Cognizant citicoline, which is clinically researched to support memory, focus, and attention. Look for Cognizant on the label, and you can learn more about Cognizant at Cognizant.com. Whether your focus is heart health, brain function, metabolism, energy, or beauty, there's a doctor-formulated multi-plus multivitamin from Garden of Life for you. For more, visit NutritionByMia.com.
I'm raising three picky eaters, and that is why I'm excited to team up with CPAC, America's number one frozen shrimp brand. They teamed up with Talker Research to do a comprehensive survey about our picky eaters. They surveyed 2,000 parents across the country, and here's the key findings. Dinner time is our most problematic meal. Five-year-olds are the pickiest, and 44% of parents are concerned that this pickiness is affecting our kids' overall nutrition. But put seafood on the menu. That's a simple solution because 32% of kids don't say no to shrimp. That's why I stock my freezer with CPAC. I've got shrimp scampi in the freezer that I can saute up and have a dinner winner on the table in minutes. Or I turn to my air fryer, the king of convenience. When you get kids involved in that meal planning and meal prep, they're absolutely more likely to eat. And go to CPAC.com to find out more and start your own seafood journey.
Circle K is bringing its free rewards program, Inner Circle, to Washington and Oregon. The program officially launches today, March 5th, offering rewards to loyal customers with discounts on fuel and more. Sign up is easy. Join by downloading the Circle K mobile app or visiting inner-circle.circlek.com. Then simply create an account with your email, phone number, and password to start saving today. First-time members can save 25 cents per gallon of fuel on their first five fill-ups when using Inner Circle's intro offer at the pump. And the perks don't stop there. Inner Circle members will also receive personalized offers as well as exclusive deals throughout the year. Benefits include everyday fuel savings, drink discounts, and more. Start saving today with the Inner Circle Rewards Program at Circle K. Learn more at CircleK.com/inner-circle.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep for naps and at night to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True, but now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nich.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment.
This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. And we are delighted to close out this hour with founder and senior pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State. He's lectured at congregations and conferences in 12 countries and on 5 continents. He's been on the cover of magazines, done numerous radio and TV interviews. He's author of 4 bestsellers, with his latest book being America at War. Pastor Mark Biltz joins us right now on the Alan Nathan Show. Hi, Pastor. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Karen. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you. Before we talk, we have been talking about Hamas and the ceasefire. Talk about your book, America at War, 2024 to 2026. Who are we at war with now since Trump got elected?
Oh, my goodness.
Was that a broad general question enough for you?
Yes. Well, here we've got our military on the border fighting the cartels. But we also, I am very pro-Israel, and here we see what's going on in the Middle East. And we're seeing civil war, in one sense, boiling between the political right and the political left, between the pro-Israeli and the pro-Palestinians, between the anti-immigrants and the pro-immigrants. And I see terrorist attacks happening over the next several months here in the United States. So we have the waters boiling, so to speak, in many areas.
Well, you lay out certainly longtime conflicts between, it's not even the right and the left. A couple of years ago, it became clear that it was the elitist deep state against pretty much the rest of the country. The number of leftist radicals who are being paid to cause trouble, well, that's a different segment, but it's really no longer exactly right versus left, is it? Because go ahead.
You're correct. You're correct. I think it's the globalists, basically, against the nationalists. And this is happening everywhere. This is why they're trying to overthrow Netanyahu in Israel, and why they're so much against Trump here. And this is why we also see this social credit card score, where they're trying to debank people. I mean, this is a full-scale war being held underground as well as above ground that's going on.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk more about, because there's so many, so much low-hanging fruit there, from the left's acting like children and being exposed for who they really are. But you want to talk more about Israel and Hamas ceasefire. What do you see in the very, very near future that you're watching closely?
There is no way you're going to see a ceasefire. There's absolutely no way. How do you, for example, I don't know, you might be familiar with what just recently happened, where 70 Christians were found beheaded. Okay. Well, the thing is, Amalek.
Was this in Syria? Or is this?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
The very word Amalek in Hebrew means people who chop off heads. This is, how do you make peace? I mean, how would the Christians make peace with someone who wants to chop their heads off? Okay, well, how does Israel make peace with Hamas? It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, this came out in the news. Jared Kushner had personally offered Yahya Sinwar $10 billion cash, plus to be in charge of Hamas in Gaza, and he refused. First off, who does Kushner think he is? But second off, this tells you this isn't a land for peace issue. This is a life and death issue, and you can't make peace with Hamas.
Wow, that was a lot. I mean, I don't. Kushner is rich, but $10 billion? Whose money?
The United States money. It was our tax money, not his. I'm just saying, as a representative.
To do what? To could you repeat that?
Yes. Jared Kushner, and one of his little peace deals with Yahya Sinwar, was offering Yahya Sinwar $10 billion plus stay in charge of Hamas and rule Gaza if they would make peace with Israel. That was his peace. If he would refuse,
are we talking about in the first Trump term? Are we talking now? Because
Google it. Google it. You'll find out.
Yeah, but is this? Are you referring to something he did or didn't do in the first Trump term?
Let me look it up.
I don't think that he's. I could be wrong. That's why I'm interested. I don't think that he is a factor in this.
No, administration
at all.
Long dead. What's his name is long dead. But this just came
exactly.
out in Israeli news.
Yes.
Yeah. No, this just came out in Israeli news that they had uncovered this. Here it is, right here. It's in World Israel News. News article. It's coming up right now. Jared Kushner offers Sinwar $10 billion in control of Gaza to leave Israel alone. This came out March 2nd. This just came out a week ago.
It sounds like such nonsense because
since
when? Well, you know, we can come full circle in this very, very brief segment that we have, always too short. Since when does a terrorist entity ever good for its word? Making peace, what does that mean? And it's the same reason that you just mentioned that Hamas is not going to stay true to any kind of ceasefire because they're dedicated to their enemy's destruction. No?
Exactly. Well, let me throw this out. Do you know this Thursday night is Purim? This Thursday night is Purim.
I do know this.
Okay, well, there's a total lunar eclipse over all the Americas on this night. This also is the same time that the Nile turned to blood. It was the seventh day. Moses was born on Adar 7, died on Adar 7, and here it's a week later.
I wish we had time to talk about Purim. We only have less than a minute. It's a classic holiday of being the bad guys being hoisted by their own petard. But because we don't have much time, I want to give you a chance to tell everybody where they can find you and follow you, and you can write more about it. It's from your perspective as a Christian, and then if they want the more Jewish perspective, they can also, there's other sites that they can go to for that. How do people find you, Pastor Mark Biltz?
ESM.US. ESM.US.
ESM.US. That's easy. Always a pleasure to have you, Pastor. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
And thank you for your support of Israel and of America. We need as much help as we can get between all of us. Yes. That does it for this edition of the Alan Nathan Show. Tune in every weekday for the Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.